Blog Talk Radio.
The Franciscan Friars of the Atonement present the Ave Maria Hour.
Hello, this is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
The Feeding of the 5,000.
Much more you, O you of little faith. Therefore do not be anxious, saying, "What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we put on?" For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be given you besides.
John the Baptist, the voice crying in the wilderness to announce the coming of the Messiah, was dead at the hands of Herod Antipas. The banquet ended. The guests departed. And a gloom darker than before descended over the fortress of Machaerus. For a guilty fear gnawed at the heart of Herod. And when he and Herodias met in the musty corridors, they looked not into each other's eyes. And silence lay between them like a shroud. The disciples came and took John's body and placed it in the earth, and then went to tell Jesus.
Master,
what would you have of me?
I am Caleb. You may remember I was one of those who came to you with the message from John. And we delivered that message. And John was greatly pleased with what you had said and what we told him we had seen. But now, Master, I come the bearer of fearful news. John the Baptist is dead.
Oh.
When we learned of his death, we went to Antipas and begged him for the body. He granted our request. And we buried John not far from Machaerus. The body was without its head. From the servants we learned the story. When Antipas and his guests were inflamed with wine, Herodias sent her young daughter to dance for them. Antipas was so pleased with her that he cried out she could have anything she pleased of him. The girl, at the behest of her mother, returned at once and asked for the head of John the Baptist. It was given to her, and the child carried the head to her mother on a dish of silver. Master, in sorrow, I leave you with your sorrow.
And he left Jesus. Now the time was soon before the Pasch, and the disciples were returning from the missions on which Jesus had sent them.
Andrew's right. It will take a lifetime to understand even a few of the things he has done.
Oh, you reproach me for wondering and questioning. But I'm sure you're asking yourself the same questions.
Let us have no more of this discussion. I'm anxious to know how you were received. Let us hurry to Jesus. As we walk, we can compare notes.
Master, I did everything you told me. I mean, all I could remember. And the people listened. And I'm sure many took your message to heart.
Philip is too modest, Master. In his quiet, shy way, he won all hearts.
And you, Peter, how did you fare?
I cast out devils. I impressed upon them the coming kingdom. I bade them do penance. I'm sure many were won.
And you, Judas?
I remembered well your words, that men were not to be trusted. And I was wise as a serpent. You may be sure that when I saw I was not being received, I shook the dust from my feet and moved on. I took good care that no one had the opportunity to haul me before the magistrate, for I had no desire to be scourged or stoned. I adhered strictly to your instructions.
Master. It's the crowds. They come seeking you.
They've seen us return and have followed us to this house. Master, they will give us no peace. And you've not yet heard the others make their report.
We'll have no time with you, Master. They'll ask you to cure their sick and comfort them.
Come apart into a desert place and rest a while.
But where? They'll follow us.
There's an isolated spot we can reach by boat. It's only a short sail. Peter, you know the place near Bethsaida?
Yes, it is ideal. Andrew, if you'll get the boat ready, we'll join you in a few minutes.
I'll be ready in 10 minutes.
The master rests in the bar.
It is well, Philip. I hope we were able to slip away without the crowd knowing where we were headed.
I don't think so, Peter. Several people saw Jesus come aboard. We should be permitted to have a few moments alone with him.
You can't blame the people, Judas. There are so many ill who seek cures, so many despondent who need encouragement.
Andrew, change course to the north. We're opposite Bethsaida.
How did they get here before us?
They noted the course of our boat, walked along the shore, waiting for us to turn to the land. Master, what shall we do? Return to Capernaum?
No, Peter. I shall receive them.
But there are thousands. In addition to the crowd from Capernaum, there are the pilgrims gathering for the Pasch.
Could you not dismiss them, Master? Tell them we came here to be alone.
We must have compassion. They are like sheep without a shepherd.
What course, Peter?
Hold the course. We're putting into Bethsaida.
And Jesus, coming forth from the boat, beheld the great throng, and he received them with compassion. And he began to preach to them, and to teach them many things of the kingdom of God. And he healed them who had need of healing. And the crowd closed in and followed him.
Peter, Andrew, are you aware of the time?
Time, Judas?
Oh, yes.
Peter, it is getting late.
Oh, I'm sorry. I lost all sense of time.
It's not many hours until dark. Everyone will be hungry and there's no food to be had.
We must go to Jesus and remind him.
Should we interrupt while he speaks with the people?
We must. Since he seems to have forgotten the time, we must look for him.
Come, let's speak to him. Master.
What is it, Peter?
This is a desert place, and the hour is already late. Send the crowds away, so that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food.
They have no need to go.
But they must find lodgings. And as for food, we just...
You yourselves. Give them some food.
But, Master, we have nothing...
Come, Judas. Let us take stock of our resources.
I'll stay with Jesus.
What does he mean that we should feed them?
I suppose he wants us to buy what bread we can. Judas, how much money have we?
200 denarii.
I'll speak to him. Master, we have but 200 denarii. Shall we go and buy bread and give them to eat?
How many loaves have you?
We brought nothing with us.
I've looked around. There's a boy here that hath 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes.
But what are these among so many? Bring them here to me.
Yes, Master. I'll find the boy.
Make all the people recline in groups of 50.
Very well. Pass the word for all to divide into groups of 50 and sit down.
The Master says to divide into groups.
50 men in each group.
Here are the loaves and the fishes which I bought from the boy.
And Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and looking to heaven, blessed and broke the loaves, and divided the fishes into bits. And he called his 12 disciples to him.
Each of you, take of the loaves I've broken and the fishes I've divided.
Yes, Master.
Now, take what has been given you to the others.
Is he mad? What can he mean?
What are we to do, Peter?
This crowd will revile us if we give them a morsel. It would be better to give them nothing.
Wait. Do you not think he is aware of the size of the portions? A bit ago he spoke to me, and it seemed as if there was a smile on his lips as he asked me where we would get food for these people.
Could... Oh, no. No, it's impossible.
No. What are you thinking, Andrew?
I was recalling the marriage feast at Cana.
Come. We have our instructions, and the hungry people are waiting.
Peter! Peter!
Yes, Philip?
I've just fed the first 50, and...
Philip, I know. Every time you reached into your wallet, you found bread and fish.
Peter, the loaves and fishes have multiplied in my wallet.
I don't understand what's happening.
It is a miracle. And we have taken part in it.
Do the people know what's happening?
No. They know there's bread. They pay no attention to the fact that we had nothing and never return to a source of supply.
Feed the others and say nothing.
And the 12 passed among the people, feeding them with the food that had been blessed and broken by Jesus. And after a time they came to Jesus and told him that all had been fed, and none remained who was hungry.
Master, it is finished.
Gather the fragments that are left over, lest they be wasted.
They obeyed his instructions, and taking baskets, they again went among the crowd and gathered the fragments of bread. And these filled 12 baskets, besides what was left of the fishes. And when the people saw this, they began to talk among themselves and to wonder where the food had come from. And they remembered that none had come provisioned, and that 5,000 people had been fed.
This is strange. There was no food among us. I saw him bless the bit of food he had. I saw him look to heaven as if praying.
Thus they whispered among themselves, and men looked at each other in fearful silence. And thoughts formed and became words, barely formed at first, and a whisper ran through the throngs.
It's a miracle. A miracle!
It's a miracle! It's a miracle!
A great prophet hath risen among us. God hath visited his people. He is indeed the prophet. He is our king!
Our king!
Our king!
They have discovered the miracle of the bread. They want to make you king.
They say you're the prophet of the scriptures who would take the throne of David. They demand that you declare yourself their king.
They're getting ready to march. Master, you can be king of Israel.
Take to the ship at once and cross the sea ahead of me.
What of you, Master?
I will dismiss the crowd.
We can't leave you alone with them.
Return to Capernaum without me.
Yes, Master.
Come. Let us embark at once.
The prophet is here! The prophet who is king! Jesus is our king!
Yes, there on the slope. He holds out his hands to the people. They no longer shout.
They're turning from him. They disperse.
Now he walks by himself up the slope.
Shouldn't we sail but a short distance and then come back for him?
No, he does not wish it.
But how will he get back to Capernaum?
He will walk.
The ship sailed but slowly towards Capernaum, and then the wind shifted, and the 12 had to use their oars. The wind freshened, and the waves grew higher, and darkness was over the land. And on shore, when Jesus had dismissed the crowd, he went away to the mountains to pray. And when it was late, the ship was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. And in the ship, some were asleep, while others rowed.
Master, Wake up, Andrew. Wake up.
What time is it?
Time for the fourth watch.
Where are we?
We're off course. The wind carries us south.
Philip! Andrew! Look to the starboard.
What's that? Judith! Look! What do you see?
There's a light on the water.
And there's a man.
No! No, it's a ghost.
It must be. It's walking over the water.
I don't like this. Would it the master were with us?
Look. It's going to walk past us. Let's hail it.
No. It may be evil.
Ahoy! On the water!
Peter, no, no. It may come aboard and sink us.
Peter, I'm afraid.
Take courage.
It is the master.
It is I. Do not be afraid.
Come to us!
Wait. Be careful. This may be a trap for us. Peter, we must test him.
But how?
Call him again, Peter.
Ahoy! Lord, if it is thou, bid me come to thee over the water.
Peter, how can you be sure it's the master?
Come.
It is. It is the master.
Go to him, Peter.
The water.
Master, I come to you.
He's walking. Walking on water.
Peter! Peter, he's sinking!
Turn back! Swim for the boat!
Throw some cork over the side.
Master, I am afraid. Lord, save me.
See, Jesus stretches out his hand. Peter rises out of the water and walks by his side.
Steady the boat. They wish to come aboard.
Master, you came just in time.
Master. Master, forgive us our doubts.
O thou of little faith, why didst thou doubt?
Truly, thou art the Son of God.
Aye, truly thou art the Son of God. And they that were in the boat were far more astonished within themselves. For they understood not concerning the loaves of bread. For their heart was blinded. And presently the ship was at the land to which they were going.
Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we put on? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be given you besides.
want to thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour, brought to you by the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. For over 110 years, the Friars have devoted themselves to fulfilling St. Francis' prayer, to heal wounds, to unite what has fallen apart, and to bring home those who have lost their way. We work for Christian unity and interreligious understanding. We provide respite at our retreat center at Greymoor for those in need of spiritual renewal. We staff parishes throughout the world, serve as chaplains for colleges, hospitals, and prisons. We care for the ill through hospice work, ministry to those with HIV/AIDS. We also shelter the homeless and provide treatment and services for those suffering from alcoholism and drug addiction. If you would like to be included in our prayer list, participate in special St. Anthony Novenas, and or visit St. Anthony's Shrine, Greymoor, attend a retreat, learn more about our Ave Maria Hour productions, or simply make a donation to assist us in fulfilling St. Francis' prayer to help those in need, please visit our website at atonementfriars.org or email me at avemaria@atonementfriars.org. You can write to me, Father Bob, Friars of the Atonement, Greymoor, Post Office Box 300, Garrison, New York, 10524. And so, in closing, I ask for the blessing of God upon you and those you love. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may he look upon you with kindness and give you his peace. Amen.